WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Out!
In the morning.
Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
Good morning. It is 6:03. It is Monday, April the 15th, 2024, also known as Tax Day. Some people may call it Death Day. Partly cloudy, 85 today. We could see some isolated thunderstorms roll through later this afternoon. Right now, 63 in the NRV, 61 in Lynchburg, 69 in Roanoke. And Antoine, what's on your mind today?
I need to know who to talk to about TikTok dances. I need to write a letter to the TikTok dancer creator headquarters, wherever that is, and tell them that those dances need to be a little bit longer.
Okay. This is funny that you bring it up because I was talking about you yesterday to Ava.
Oh, boy.
Because we were talking about dances and learning different routines. I said, Ava, next time you see Antoine, he can help you out with any dance. He has it locked down.
Now, that is true, and yes. I appreciate that. But the reason I need them to be longer, it's not for me, though, Monica.
Okay.
It's for the kids, because there are kids out there that can legitimately dance.
Uh-huh.
And then there are kids that only know TikTok dances. And as I'm going through DJ season, prom season, what I'm realizing is that the kids that only know TikTok dances, they are only dancing for 15 to 20 seconds.
Yep.
And then they just stand around because they don't know what to do next.
They know how to, they live life in snippets.
Yes, that's all. So I need the dance to be longer so they can dance longer.
Well, I disagree with you in a way because some of those 15 second dances, I'm like, oh, this is way too long.
Yes, for us. But when I'm DJing and I got a 3 minute song,
yeah,
I need you to dance longer than 12 seconds. I'm like,
that's a dilemma.
You don't even know what to do now.
Just
bend over and twerk, I guess. Monica, what's on your mind this morning?
I have officially turned to that old lady that cannot start and finish a show. Like, just Baby Reindeer.
I watched the first episode.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that show like some? Okay, I don't want to spoil anything. It is a good one, though.
Like, I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
No, I was bored with it.
Okay, well, yep. Well, maybe I will eventually finish it because I started. I liked it, and then I fell asleep. And then I started again, and then I fell asleep. I'm like, oh, my God.
I did read about this show that it is a slow build.
Yeah.
The first episode's not going to hook you. You have to be invested before you start it.
It has to hook me on the first episode if it wants me to go to episode two.
See, that's a TikTok show. He needs the first 15 seconds to get his attention. Chris, what's on your mind?
I ventured out this weekend and had breakfast at a local place I've been hearing about that's really good, Scrambled.
Oh, yeah, yes.
It is good.
I got there before the crowd hit, and the breakfast was amazing, but I ran into a problem afterwards. Of course, it's downtown, and one of the reasons why I hate to go downtown is parking.
Yeah,
parking's terrible.
Well, I found a good parking space, and I had plenty of room to park. I'm like, oh, this is great. I come out, and there was somebody parked behind me. They parked so close to me, I was in between two cars. I'm like, how am I going to get out of here?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was so tight, they should have left me a can opener.
So, did you get out or did you have second breakfast?
I got out, but barely. Luckily, I have my backup camera. Mike, the red line was like right on their bumper.
Oh, no.
It took me like 3 or 4 maneuvers to get out.
I was going to ask you.
And they knew. When they pulled in like that, they know better.
But they're just trying to fit in, too.
See, trying to fit in.
That's why I don't like to park downtown, because I'm just going to get in where I fit in, and you just stuck.
No. Luckily, I got out with no incidents.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
Let's play a quick game, because it is tax day. So let's see, the K92 Morning Thing, Monica, Antoine, and Chris, who got their taxes done the first and who got them done last? For some reason, Chris, I think you got yours done first. Roughly, when did you finish your taxes, filing your taxes?
I finished mine just a couple weeks ago, so I normally do mine first, but I normally do them right away, but I knew that I owed this year, so then I wasn't in a hurry to do them.
And when I say finished, that means completed the process. If you use TurboTax, like paying and everything, so you say March, like mid-March for you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did a couple weeks ago.
All right. Monica, when was yours?
Okay, so I think I'm probably right in the middle, because I was...
You don't know when I did mine.
I feel like you were on top of it. No, look, I was like, okay, so mine was before February,
roughly.
End of February.
Okay, so you did yours before March.
Yes, I think that's when I did mine.
Okay, All right.
Yeah, I went over to Kimble Tax. What's going on, Kimble?
Smart, very smart. Shout out to Kimble Tax. Yeah. All right, well, I came in last. Yes, I filed. The taxes were filed in March, but I didn't pay, like, to have it finished until Friday. Yeah, till this past Friday.
Okay, so you just held off.
It's when it was actually finalized. It was still up in the air. I don't know.
Just didn't.
No, like, I did all that. I know how much I owe. I know what I'm getting back. I'll do the rest before April 15th. Mm. Well, here's a fun fact. When it comes to paying taxes, the average American will pay $525,000 in taxes in their life. So right above $500,000, you're going to pay an income tax, sales tax, property tax, all the taxes put together. Over $500,000.
Ugh.
Is that a high or a low number for your entire life, and it's all taxes?
I think that's pretty high.
Yeah. Any amount. It's good. I'm going to say it's too high.
I'm going to say
too much. Yes, $8 too much.
Yeah. Too much.
Shoot.
And maybe that's why we stress so much about it, because most people spend a total of 8 hours stressing on their taxes instead of just doing them.
Yeah.
So as soon as it drops January 1st, or whenever you get your W-2s, which is usually like the mid-January, end of January, people are spending 8 hours stressing about filing their taxes instead of just doing the taxes themselves.
Don't you hate when you get all your paperwork together, you think you have all your paperwork together, and then you submit it in, and then you're like, dang it, this one document.
I missed one thing.
And it's always that one document you don't have it that's a pain in the butt to get.
You're like, where is it? I knew I did this last year. Where is that document? I thought I saved it. Right. I knew this was going to happen. You have no clue where it is. You got to make all these phone calls, check all your emails.
I think it's ridiculous that we have to do taxes anyway. Like, they know how much taxes, the government knows how many taxes they took out of us. Why ask us? They already know, and they know if we owe or if they owe us.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
This is cool. So downtown Roanoke, they're going to open a new theater, staging its first season in July. The theater's name, Exit Pursued by a Bear. So they said it's going to be inspired by the most famous stage direction by William Shakespeare.
I'm going to say this. If it's inspired by William Shakespeare, you didn't say it right, Monica. Give it your own William Shakespearean twist. So say the name of the theater again, Monica.
Exit Pursued by a Bear.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I will pay $10 for tickets.
Yeah, the theater will begin with Crimes of the Heart, and that's on July the 19th through the 28th at Community High School.
Have you ever been in a play? Either one of you guys?
Oh, yeah.
I was in a play in elementary school. I was in a couple.
Okay.
But that's
nothing past elementary school?
That's the extent of my theater career.
Yes, and I've been in a couple plays, and of course, the names of the plays that like go right in one ear through the other. I'm like, what in the world? I'm like, why is it a brain fart right here?
You had substantial roles.
Were you a tree, or did you have any lines?
This is something else, because I had to go in one of the scenes. I was the knock at the door and a yell. I just said, hey, and knocked at the door.
Let you do that from the audience.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, so this, you know, it is tax day, and Krispy Kreme, they say they're giving guests a special deal. So you can get a dozen donuts, buy one, get one free.
Nice. I need it for depression. We're paying all this
money
back.
Don't say that. No.
It's actually buy a dozen donuts at full price, get a second dozen for just the sales tax.
Just a sales tax.
See, that's too triggering. I got PTSD. I'm already
get
paying taxes.
That business. Anyway.
Basically, that's 90% off, so that's a good deal.
Yeah. Oh, wait, Tom Cruise, did you know that he likes to give Dakota Fanning a birthday gift every single year?
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. He started back in 2005. They did the movie War of the Worlds together.
Which was good.
And he gave her a cell phone, a Motorola Razr. And so, I know those. That's a throwback. So he gave her that, and now he just stuck with it every year. Here's a gift for you, Dakota.
Now, has he ever bought her a car or anything big, you know?
See, that's the thing. She doesn't go into detail about it.
Okay.
But I feel like he probably has. It's Tom Cruise.
She just turned 30, so I'm very, very intrigued on what he got her for her 30th birthday party. Because the phone...
It's a car.
The phone was when she turned 11.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to know what she got 19 years later.
And I feel like he has to, like, one-up himself every year, too.
Yeah, exactly.
But it has to stop at some point. Like, you can't keep going. Like, what does he go to get her?
If I'm Dakota Fanning, this never has to stop.
Oh. Every year, sir.
Right, Love is Blind. That show was a hit this season because Chelsea was the one that said she looks just like Megan Fox.
Yeah, here's that conversation that they had talking about it. Let me pull that up right here.
Do you ever get told you look like a celebrity?
Yeah.
Do you?
I do.
I do too. And it's just because I have dark hair and blue eyes.
Say it.
It's, I don't even know if it's MGK's wife or his girlfriend.
Megan Fox.
My man was confused.
Yep.
My man, there was a big question mark on the end of that.
Well, okay, I will say I could see where they resemble one another just a little bit, you know, but people were really just dragging Chelsea. Yeah. They were really mean to her. And Megan Fox, she got word of it and she checked out some pictures. And what did she say about the bullying?
I didn't watch it, but I think in general, just no one deserves to get bullied. And I did see a picture of her and I guarantee you she has like very blue, like slightly slatted almond-shaped eyes. 100,000% people have told her, you kind of look like Megan Fox. So I believe she's telling the truth. And I hope like she still has that sparkle in her eye. I hope the world didn't steal it from her. Mine died long ago.
Oh, gosh.
Well, you could see that with her and MJK. Now, both things can be true.
Yes.
Okay. She cannot look like Megan Fox and get joked on by saying it. Uh-huh. And she could also maybe have her eyes or whatever.
Yeah, like, it is
she doesn't
eyes.
Deserve to be bullied. Yeah. But at the same time, when I see Megan Fox and I've seen this Chelsea person, I don't see the same person.
Oh, you don't? Not a little bit? They could be sisters. Cousins.
Yeah, like
cousins.
Years between them.
Be prepared to facepalm because we can't make this stuff up. It's time for K92's Dumb and Dumber. Criminal Edition.
Monica, what is it the ladies say? He tried it.
He tried it.
He tried. You can say it better than me. Go ahead and say it.
He tried it.
He tried it. That's what they are saying about this 17-year-old high school student. He tried it. He tried to be Zach Morris from Saved by the Bell. There's an infamous episode of Saved by the Bell where Zach Morris pretended to be the principal.
Mm-hmm.
He pretended to be Mr. Bell. And on the same day, he also pretended to be his father. But in this story, a 17-year-old student pretended to be his principal and was arrested for it. He was actually charged with 2 counts of criminal impersonation. This is what my man did. He sent a fax to the news stations announcing that he, as principal of his high school, will be resigning from post.
Wait, was this high school back in 2007? Because I think this is the last time anyone's used a fax machine.
Yeah.
And you know what? To your point, the fact that a kid in 2024 knows how to use a fax machine, I think he should be acquitted of all charges.
Yes, yeah.
But it doesn't stop there. So he posed as the principal. He sent the fax, posing as the principal, announcing that he was resigning. He was also in trouble because he created fake school email accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tried to get another student in trouble by lying on the student. And then he tried to get private information about another student.
Oh, my God.
And you know how he got caught?
How?
Because he sent the fax. He did everything you're supposed to do in the fax where you put the return phone number. He put his own cell phone number.
Oh.
That part confused him. That part tripped him up. So when they saw the cell phone number on it, they found out who it belonged to.
Uh-huh.
And then they did their investigation and found out that this kid did indeed send the fax pretending to be the principal.
I mean,
so now he has to go to family court.
Yeah. I mean, give him a grade on how well he did with everything.
I think it's a B plus.
A B plus?
I say a B. Everything except for the cell phone number on the fax.
Okay.
But the fact that he was able to send a fax, Monica, he should skip a grade.
K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And Monica was missing from the show for like 10 minutes, and we finally found her.
So, hey!
A little behind the curtains thing, because, you know, as a team, we would come together and we would try to figure out, what are we going to talk about on the show today?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of content, what stories are out there that's popular? And then every once in a while, the gods look down on us. And they give us content in the middle of the show.
Yep.
Monica, I need you to explain where you were, why you were missing 10 minutes ago.
Okay, Antoine. I was trapped. Okay? I was trapped in our building.
You were trapped in the building you work, okay?
Uh-huh. So if you've ever been to K92, to Wheeler Broadcasting, then you know you had to walk in the front doors.
Yep.
And you are in the lobby. And in order to go past the lobby, you need to be escorted in with a key fob. You need someone with a key fob to get you in.
Mm-hmm.
Badge access kind of
thing. Yes, yeah. Yeah, well.
And Monica, as an employee, you have a key fob.
I do. But the thing is, I'm a little foolish some days. And, you know, a little forgetful, a little foolish about things. And I don't carry it with me. And I'll walk through one door and then realize I need a key fob to get through the other side.
Mm-mm-mm.
So I was locked in the middle in the lobby.
And you didn't have your phone on you because I could
no
see
phone.
Your phone was sitting right here in front
Nothing.
Of you. And Chris and I are literally wondering, almost slightly, being completely honest, slightly getting annoyed, trying to figure out where is Monica. She knows we're about to go on the air, and we have no clue where you are.
And the thing is, it's soundproof. Like, I'm, like, beating on the doors. I'm, like, trying to get someone's attention at the news station. I'm, like, waving at Ian. I'm, like, hello, see me. Somebody see me or something. But no.
So who helped your pitiful self out there?
Well, thank you, Antoine, for, you know, realizing that this doesn't feel right. And I think I hear someone mumbling or just like beating on something lightly. But yeah.
Yeah. So
me.
So what happened was I went out in the hallway because I'm like, Monica, there's only but so many places
yeah.
that she can be in this building. There's only but so many places. And as I'm actually giving up on trying to find her because I'm like, you know what? I'm frustrated. I don't care anymore. I hear the slightest of. Because it is soundproof.
Uh-huh.
And I look and I see her just banging on the door to let her in.
It was really sad and pathetic. And I was in the dark, just in the lobby in the dark, trapped. I was like, so I need an emergency key fob somewhere, I guess.
But now that has me thinking, have we ever been trapped somewhere like that before where it wasn't our fault? But we got trapped in, you know, whether it's a room, ooh, a building, or whatever.
Elevator. Whoa.
Because I know it couldn't have just happened to you, Monica. And I do know that I was trapped once in the bathroom of my church basement.
Mm.
Corinth Christian Church in Chatham, Virginia. I went down there to use the bathroom right before the sermon started.
Yeah.
And the door jammed and I couldn't get out. Tell me why my mother spanked me because she thought I was skipping out on church when they finally came and got me out.
You jammed that door on purpose. Your mom said, uh-huh, she got you.
It's because
she read it right.
It's because you pulled too many jokes before that.
Uh-huh.
You know what? The boy who cried whooped the entire time. All right. Well, listen, because we're talking about it now, I'm mm-hmm. curious on if anyone else has been locked in to a random place. So feel free right now to call in 540-774-9236 or text in to 52353. Where have you been locked in before?
I will tell you coming up next on the show where I was not necessarily locked in. I was trapped on a ride at Six Flags.
Oh, before. No.
Yep. I'll explain what happened coming up. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris talking about where you have been trapped because Monica got trapped in our lobby in the middle of the show.
That's insane. That's insane.
You forget your key fob and then you end up just stuck in this building. You can't get anywhere. And everything's soundproof, so you're really stuck.
It never even crossed my mind that it was possible to get trapped in this building.
Yep.
But now it makes sense.
Yeah.
And of course, Monica was the first one to do it. But I think someone has you beat.
Oh.
We have Ashley on the phone, and the place that she got trapped at work, I think, is significantly worse than where you got trapped. Good morning, Ashley.
Morning.
All right, Ashley, go ahead. Let everyone know, where did you get trapped?
In a shower at the jail when I worked there. It was an inmate shower, and I was not told that the door locked automatically from the outside.
Mm.
You couldn't get out.
Lord, have mercy.
What did you do?
I got on the radio and called for someone to come unlock the door.
I have a question. Did you have to shower with a roommate till inmate till somebody came and got you out?
How long do you think you were in there, Ashley?
Well, it was like my second week there, and they were giving me a hard time about it, so they left me in there with an inmate for about 5 minutes.
Wow.
Oh. What crime did they commit? So you could be like, you know, I feel a little comfortable if they stole
Monica,
some cigarettes.
Monica, that
but if, you know,
HIPAA violation.
Oh, yeah.
She,
oh, can't,
share,
she can't
that
share that? Okay, well, just give a name and initial, and I'll Google it.
You can text it in there. No, that is crazy. And you stayed. How long did you work there, if you don't mind me asking? Like, after this took place?
6 years.
Good
okay.
gracious.
All right, like, they called you the shower guard.
You were like, yeah. You could never. I have to quit. I have to quit that day. Well, thank you so much for sharing, and thank you so much for getting out of there because we don't know what happens if you don't get out that shower.
I think we know what happens. Anyway,
have a great day, Ashley.
Thank you, y'all too.
All right, now Chris, tell us about where you got trapped.
All right, so this was probably about 10 years ago. My friend and I went to Six Flags. This was Six Flags in St. Louis, and they had a new ride.
Mm.
It was a roller coaster, And it's one of those rides where you sit in line, you wait in line for a long time. We finally got up there. We get on the ride. We're doing the little click, 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 click.
Yes. Going up.
We get almost to the top and all of a sudden it stops. We're like, okay.
But it typically does, you know, stop to go over, right? So everything is okay?
No, we weren't to the top.
Oh,
quite
you weren't
yet.
At the crescendo.
We had like a maybe like 5 or 6 seconds to go before we got to the top. And the clicking just stopped and we stopped. I'm like,
No, okay. I don't like that.
Well, we sat up there still for 10 minutes and they had to come up and get us off the ride. We had to walk down these steps down the side.
I would already unlatch.
And it was kind of high. Oh my gosh.
You can't unlatch.
Yes, I can.
Monica.
Yes, I can. I can hit a button, unlatch, and I can go ahead and walk my ass back down. Yeah.
How long were you stuck on it?
We were stuck up there for 10 minutes before somebody came up and said, well, I don't guess the ride is going to go any further. So they had technicians walk up and escort us off.
Now, let's say you were stuck for those 10 minutes and then someone came up and they said, you know what? Okay, we fixed the issue. You can enjoy the rest of the ride or you can get off. Do you ride the rest of the ride or
no.
You're like, no, you broke there.
Right
I'm
answer,
not
Chris.
Riding your
That's the right answer. No, you don't.
I'd be like, no.
You let it go through like 2 or 3 more cycles with people.
I'm a dip. That's what I'm
saying. You guys got to live dangerously. Oh, cowards. You got to be brave. You never know what can happen. Keep texting to 52353. Let us know, where did you get trapped? Was it on a roller coaster? Was it in the inmate shower? Can you top that? It's K92.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. Talking about the place you got trapped. Monica got trapped out in the middle of our lobby.
Mm-hmm, it's dangerous.
30 minutes ago on the show, and she went MIA for a bit.
Now it seems that we've turned into a one-up kind of show. Because you started with the lobby.
Yep.
And then we had Ashley call in. She was stuck in the inmate shower at the prison she worked at. Well, I think Lisa is about to one-up Ashley. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing pretty good. Let us know, where did you get trapped and why is it worse than where Ashley got trapped?
Well, being stuck in an inmate shower, that's clearly a bad situation. However, it was years ago. I was in law enforcement and I had to take an inmate to a state prison. And it wasn't like a fluffy Martha Stewart prison. It was like the bad, the worst of the worst kind of prison. Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't jail, it was prison. Gotcha.
It was prison. It was not a state jail. I mean, like a local jail, it was a state prison. So we get there, I was with another deputy, and we take him in there, I unshackle him and everything, and there's probably about 115 inmates around.
Mm-hmm.
This alarm goes off, and I look at this deputy with me, and this person comes over, like, the intercom, and he's, you know, like, you know, everybody stay where you are. Because apparently they did their count, and there was one inmate missing. And when an inmate is missing, doesn't matter where you are, are the doors slammed shut because they have to do a count because they obviously have an inmate missing.
It's a lockdown.
So yeah, it's a lockdown.
Uh-huh.
So I'm the only female with about 115 male state prisoners.
Girl.
And I looked at the deputy with me, and I went, clearly this is less than ideal.
Yes.
Clearly. Oh, man.
You said for how long again? It was...
I was in there for more than 30 minutes.
Oh, no.
I'm getting stressed out thinking about it.
Yeah, they were circling me like I was a buzzard, like they were buzzards or something. I'm like, listen. I was like, this can go real good or this can go real bad.
Yeah.
And they started laughing and everything, but still, like, I'm not even trying to lie. When I got out of there, my legs were like noodles. I almost couldn't walk out of there.
I bet. Did you have a weapon or anything?
No, because when you show up, you have to take everything, your pepper spray, our gun. We had to take everything off. And, I mean, I can remain pretty cool in some bad situations, but that tested me.
Lisa said I had weapons. I had fist one and fist two.
Or just tell him you have a virus or something, like, you know, a strep throat. I got the strep. And just cough. Yeah, you don't want that, do you?
Oh, well, we are very glad that you survived, and you are correct. That is a terrible situation. Mm. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Lisa.
Oh, thank you for giving me the opportunity to.
You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris, and I'm so excited to share my experience. And I want to give a shout out to all the K92 listeners that sent a boatload of text messages on, I think it was Thursday, that I talked about how I've always wanted to pet and feed a capybara.
Yes. And Monica and I had never heard of a capybara beforehand. Uh-huh.
Just a reminder, the capybara does have a song of his own, too.
Capybara.
Capybara.
Capybara, 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 capybara.
Capybara.
Capybara, capybara, capybara.
It's a catchy tune.
That's a catchy song.
It's a good song for a big hamster.
That's a banger right there.
No, I got obsessed with capybaras on TikTok, and that was the song that was in almost the videos. I'm like, I want to pet a capybara. Well, I found out that Sequest in Lynchburg has the capybara. Uh-huh. So I'm going to shout out Christine from Rocky Mount and Kate Smith among the two listeners that included their name in the text. But about 15 people told me to go to Sequest in Lynchburg.
Uh-huh.
That's where I went on Friday after the show. And it was amazing.
Okay, so did you fall in love with a capybara? Like, did you have a fave? How many do they have?
Oh, well, they have one. So first, I found out they have a sloth. So I spent time with Aurora the sloth. And by the way, I got pictures and videos of all this on my Instagram. You can find me on It's Me, Chris Ryan, on Insta. And I spent about 10, 15 minutes with Aurora the sloth, mm-hmm. just petting her really lightly and feeding her little vegetables.
Aww.
She was really sweet. And then I went to feed the otters. Xander and Wendy are the otters that they have.
Okay.
Xander and Wendy.
They were so cute. I just wanted to scoop them up and take them myself. But I did find out in the state of Virginia, if you're a customer like me going mm-hmm. to like a zoo or a place that has animals, you're not allowed to like pick up the animals.
Oh, you're not?
Nope. You can
That's
pet,
good to know.
You can pet them and feed them, but you can't pick one up.
Because imagine if Chris could have picked up Xander uh-huh. or Wendy, he would have ran off. You mm-hmm. hear how much he loves Xander yep. and Wendy. He would have yes. ran off with them.
Yeah, uh-huh. Xander and Wendy would have been on the show today. So I got to feed Xander and Wendy, and then the grand finale, I got to meet Oliver the capybara.
Oh,
he is adorable. He sort of looks like a big pig. Mm-hmm. He weighs 160 pounds, which is my goal weight. But his hair is like straw.
Okay.
And he is
okay.
so sweet. He loves belly rubs. So I got a video of me like rubbing his belly, and he just rolls over for you, and he likes his little pieces of romaine lettuce.
So he's just really sweet. Like, do they smell?
No. No, okay. He didn't stink. I didn't.
Is it legal to have one as a pet? Because I feel like that's where we're leaning. I feel like that's.
Yeah, you have to have a special license.
We're about to go down this road, and Chris is going to have a capybara as a pet at some point.
No, well, not right now. I have a dog. My dog would be really mad. But no, you can have them as a pet. That's mm-hmm. that's how I found them on TikTok. People got capybaras as pets.
Whoa, have mercy.
These are so cute, but I had so much fun at Sequest in Lynchburg there in the mall. So if you've never been and you want to go see a sloth, a capybara, it's amazing.
I'm gonna take my kids.
Yep. Yeah. I think your kids would love it.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe you'll want to come home and, let me search for a capybara as a pet.
Capybara.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. It's time to play Wordplay for your shot to win a pair of tickets to see L. King live at Dr. Pepper Park. And we have Maddie on the phone on this April the 15th tax day.
Good morning, Maddie.
Good morning.
How are you feeling? How's your Monday so far?
So far, great. It's a beautiful day. I can't complain.
You sound really like you are nice. A ball of energy.
She's sunshine.
Are you the energetic one in your friend group?
I try to be.
Well, good. We all need a special friend like you. And you know what? I don't care if Maddie gets them all wrong. She's going to get tickets anyway. I like her personality. We need more Maddies on a Monday.
Yeah.
All right, Maddie. Well, even though it doesn't matter, we're still going to play the game. All right, Maddie, who do you want to partner up with? Myself, Monica, or Chris?
I'm going to go with Monica.
You're going to go with Monica.
All right, Maddie.
She has my kind of personality.
Woo! All
right. Have you met Monica? I mean, Monica sounds...
feel it.
She sounds bubbly, but let me tell you.
Oh, you better
dark
stop.
Days with
Maddie,
Monica
girl,
Brooks.
My birthday's coming. I'm going to tell you about it. Oh, look, later.
Monica, you're supposed to be in the soundproof chamber. That's put her back in there again, Antoine.
I would like to point out that Monica just asked Maddie for a birthday gift. All right, so Maddie, the way this is going to work, when Monica comes out of the soundproof chamber, we're going to give her some random words, so you just have to predict how Monica's going to respond when she gets the words. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right.
The first word is dog.
I'm going to say wood, like the tree.
Dog, wood, okay.
Okay, the second word is box.
I'm going to say car.
Box car. Okay, Monica's an old soul. She'll probably think about that, too.
The third one is lake.
I'm going to go with fish.
Lake fish? All right.
Yeah.
I could tell you felt very confident about that, man. Like, yeah, I'm gonna.
No, not at all.
I was hoping you said lake house.
All right.
Oh, that would have been a good one.
Not too late. You're stuck with fish.
All right. So the fourth word is door.
Bot.
Door what?
Bot.
Door bot.
Like
what? You buy something store bought?
Oh, no. Door no. Bought. Well, it's door. D-O-O-R. Door.
Oh, that's what you should.
I'm like, there's no way Monica's going to get that.
No, let's go with door shut.
Door shut, okay.
And the last one is always a name, Michelle.
I'm going to go with Obama.
Michelle Obama. All right, well, Chris is going to get Monica out of the soundproof chamber. You need to get 2 out of 5 right to win the prize. And Maddie, just between you and I am really glad that Chris has already put on the record that you're going to win these tickets regardless. I am not feeling the most confident in these words today.
I'm not either.
Okay.
But luckily, she's already going to win the prize. All right. So, Monica, you are up now.
All right. No pressure. Here we go.
Chris, you got to give her the words.
Yep. I'm thinking, like, how is she going to get this? Okay. The first word is dog.
Okay, dog. I'm going dog bone.
Oh, okay. That's not what I was thinking either.
Maddie, what'd you say?
I said wood.
Dogwood?
Like a dogwood tree?
Oh, okay, yeah,
I feel
yeah.
like dog house was right there.
Yeah, we just that bypassed. We just skipped answer. Over. We just hopped over it. Yeah.
Yeah, she's Mario said dog jump wood. Over it. He said dog bone.
Okay.
Next word is car. Okay. C-A-R. Now, we'll give you a hint, Monica.
Nope. Nope, that wasn't the word, Chris. You gave Monica the answer. The word was box.
Oh.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hey, Monica, the word's point. Box. What do you?
Car.
Oh, who would have thought you would have guessed
just,
that
You
one?
Know what? It just came to me.
See, look, I have 2 sheets of paper. They both look the same, and they both got everybody's answers on it. All right, here we go. The next word is lake.
Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, because you can go lake house, lakefront. Okay. Ooh, people like to fish at the lake. I'm going to go fishing.
You're going fishing.
Yes.
Lake fishing.
Because I said lake. I will say with a little hint of, you know, Chris looking at me as I said lake house, lakefront.
All right,
dive a little deeper.
Maddie, what was your answer?
I said fish.
She said fish. You said fishing.
That works.
We will give you
okay.
credit.
Let's keep going, though.
Like, we are. Okay. Because that's your 2 points.
All right, let's jump to the name.
All right.
Michelle.
Okay, so I want to go Michelle Obama.
Okay, is that what you're going to go with?
Yes,
I
want to go. Yeah, I'm going with that.
All right, Maddie, what are you going to say?
Obama.
She said Obama.
Oh, okay, you know what? What a game. You got the ticket. So, Maddie, you're going to see Elle King. She's going to be at Dr. Pepper Park Thursday, June the 20th. You got them from K92.
I'm so excited. Thank y'all.
Hashtag good news. Hashtag all the feels. It's Antoine's good news story of the day on K92.
I'm just going to go ahead and put this out here right now. I understand that today's good news story of the day is going to be ridiculous.
Oh, okay.
So you don't even have to say, Antoine, this is ridiculous.
Okay, so you already, he's like, I'm going to preface this with, it is stupid, but
ridiculous
it's okay. But it's good, but it's good.
It's
okay.
The word that I chose, but it's just a feel-good story because over 19,000 people got free chicken yesterday.
Oh!
Because of one person, and that one person's name is Boban. B-O-B-A-N. Boban. He plays for the Houston Rockets. This is a basketball story.
Okay.
But if you saw John Wick 3, he was in the movie. He was in the library fight scene. So the person that Keanu Reeves fought in the library, the really tall man, that was Boban. He was also in the Adam Sandler movie. Well, and so here's the thing. Boban plays for the Houston Rockets, but he used to play for the Los Angeles Clippers. And the Clippers have a rule at their basketball games that if the opposing player, that the player for the opposing team, if they miss 2 free throws in a row, everyone in the arena gets free chicken.
Oh.
If the opposing player misses 2 free throws in a row, everyone in attendance, they get free chicken. Well, Boban was at the free throw line.
Mm-hmm.
He missed the first free throw. The crowd started to go crazy, and this is how that played out.
Fans are getting excited here. There might potentially be some free chicken on the board if he misses his second free throw.
Oh, man, free chicken on the board.
Yeah, so that's why the fans are getting a little frothy.
Oh, they're pointing to anything. Boban's playing with the crowd and saying, you want chicken?
Here's your job.
Oh, he gave him chicken. He's a man of the people. He's a man of the people.
Did he did that on purpose?
He did. He gave out free chicken.
Yeah, he did it on purpose.
He missed the free throw on purpose. He pointed to the crowd and he said to him, you want free chicken. You want free chicken. And then he missed the free throw on purpose so that 19,000 people can get free chicken.
Good for him, because I was like, there's no way he would miss. 7'4", 290 pounds, Boban. There's no way.
Antoine, can I possibly ask you the dumbest question I've ever asked you on the show?
Oh, I'm excited for this one.
Okay, so we're going to go back to the fact that he played for the Los Angeles Clippers.
He used to play for the Clippers. He plays for the Rockets now. Yep. Yeah.
Okay, so what is a Clipper?
Oh,
is it an animal? I mean, it's a Clippers you cut your hair with?
So
what are the Clippers?
Their actual logo is neither. It's neither a Clipper or an animal. I don't know where that's not the dumbest question. That's actually the hardest question I think you've ever asked
me.
I have no clue where that mascot came from.
Wait a second. The guy that I thought knew everything about sports doesn't know what the Clippers are.
What is it about them?
I don't know the history of the Lakers. They are the Lakers because they're originally in Minneapolis, uh-huh, where they're surrounded by lakes, and that's how they got their name.
The Clippers.
I have no clue.
The sea that surrounds the points of a compass and an oncoming ship with basketball seams on the hull.
That doesn't describe Clippers.
I don't know.
Did I ask the most unanswered question ever? It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And one last time here, in case you missed this hour, is 9 o'clock. Cash keyword for your shot to win $1,000. It was Lake, L-A-K-E. Enter Lake right now at K92radio.com for your shot to win $1,000.
And just think about it this way. The weather's perfect outside.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to be pretty good this entire week for the most part. So when you're thinking about things you want to do, like you want to go to Clater Lake, you want to go to Smith Mountain Lake,
yeah,
just use the word lake, 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 and win $1,000.
And since it's such a nice day today, I hope a lot of you are planning on having a patio lunch. Today is a great
patio
day.
Patio lunch, go for a walk, yep, go on Greenway, just sit in the sun, do yoga outside.
Start making reservations at a good place for lunch.
Mm. Fun fact, I'm never making a reservation for a patio lunch.
Really?
If you catch me eating out on a patio, someone else made that decision. It wasn't mine.
You see me by myself just sitting out there with some chips and salsa.
I prefer temperature controlled. I prefer to be temperature controlled when I'm eating. I don't want it to be too hot. Don't want it to be too breezy.
Now look,
I don't want bugs playing around.
If I see some big doo-doo flies, then I will move it to the inside. But otherwise, I'm all right with the patio. I'm okay with the patio.
I am always going to have a patio meal on a beautiful day.
Oh, yes.
Flies included. I don't care.
Okay. Well, hey, guys, we can meet at the bar. We'll meet at the bar because that's inside. Tomorrow, another place that you can meet up on June 20th at the L. King concert.
Yep, you can win a pair of tickets to see L. King with playing K92's Wordplay at 8:20 tomorrow.
Yeah, so make sure you are here because, you know, you don't want to miss out on that great show. Now, before we get out of here today,
we have the Morning Thing Nuggets. The same boiling water that softens the potato hardens the egg. It's all about what you're made of. That's right.
I didn't realize there was going to be more to that.
That's right. You're getting to the sunshine. It's beautiful.
Like, boom, right there. Yeah. So say it one more time.
The same boiling water that softens the potato hardens the egg. It's all about what you're made of.
Just had to do it right. I need to make sure that was perfect because those are strong words right there. Mm-hmm. Make sure you get outside. Enjoy this nice weather. Take some allergy medicine so you're not sneezing like I'm going to be tomorrow. Brand new episode of The Thing. It's 6 a.m. Peace.
Toodaloo.
Later, Gator.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92radio.com.